Okay. Am I in voice? I guess I'm close enough to being in voice that I should probably say that you are now listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Why? Because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And of course, I'm looking for dubious goals. And drinking tea. It's good. So yummy. I'm very thirsty. I got up a little bit late today. No, oh, who's this? Hi. Hi. Somebody's climbing on my leg. Who's this? Hi. Oh, it's a fluffy kitty named Pippa. Hello. Oh, who's a baby? You're so fluffy. Look at your fluffy face. Okay. So now I gotta move. And I gotta adjust the blanket. Yeah, hi. Hello. Good morning to you, kitty cat. Where have you been? Have you been sleeping? Yeah, you were sleeping upstairs, huh? Okay, there you go. Get in there. Yeah, oh, it's a kitty on a blankie. Oh, yeah. Stick your butt in my face. That's good. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I got to have your butt fur in my face. That's so nice. Oh. Right, so here I am. I just got done watching a football game, the Manchester United game. They have won again. That is three wins in a row. Three straight wins under their new manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Solskjaer. Still can't say his name. Why is the cat like, what's on my finger? What are you licking? You like the maple syrup from my waffles? Yeah, it's so yummy. Yeah, Manchester United won 4-1. Paul Pogba scored some more goals. Everybody's happy for Paul Pogba because he finally gets to play football. Manchester United spent so much money on him, and then Mourinho decided he didn't like him, and Mourinho never played him. Mourinho started losing games. Duh. And so, Ole Gunnar, he has put in Pogba. And Pogba is contributing. Who thought that would happen? So isn't that interesting, Pippa, huh? It's so interesting, right? Oh, so that's what I've been doing for the last... How long have I been up now? I've been awake for a little bit more than an hour. I woke up, but I tried to go back to sleep. And I didn't. I finally decided to get up, ate my waffles, and one sausage, because I remembered to buy sausages yesterday. And I thought, why am I doing this? Do I even like to eat these? These aren't very good. Why am I buying them? Oh, it's because I need the protein in the morning, huh, Peppa? Yeah. That was the big exciting thing that I did yesterday. I went out, I ran around, and I did a bunch of errands. Including, I had to go to like three stores. I bought food, then I went to the other store. And I bought Kleenex and bleach and a brush. And what else did I buy, Pippa? There was something else. And then it was an interesting day. An interesting but confusing day. Because I thought my brother was coming into town yesterday. But no, due to me getting an email late and being confused as to, well, apparently being confused as to what tomorrow means. I wish that people wouldn't say tomorrow. You know, because there's time zones and there's problems, when you tell me tomorrow, I don't know which tomorrow you mean. You need to tell me what day. So I have to reply to all these emails. When you say tomorrow, do you mean Sunday or Monday? Blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, my brother isn't actually coming into town until today. Tonight, in approximately 6 hours. So, I'm kind of excited about that. I'm actually, pretty excited. And yesterday I was talking to my parents and they said, yeah, come over and then we'll go out to eat and we'll go to Mediterranean Bistro. Yay, Medi Beast. You've heard me talking about Mediterranean Bistro before, the Medi Beast. It's our favorite Persian restaurant. And I will have the Jujay kebab, and my dad will probably have the Jujay kebab, and my mom, the last time she was there, she had the Jujay kebab. Apparently she doesn't feel like eating the lamb anymore. I'm wondering what my brother will have. My brother might have the Jujay kebab. And my dad and I will drink the yummy tea. They have some tea there. I can't remember what it is. Blackberry jasmine something? Blackberry jasmine iced tea. And it's, we've talked about this tea before. It's not good, but it is. Or I should say, it's good, but it's not. Or it's another one of those teas. Yes, it's a junk tea. So obviously the actual quality of the tea isn't very good. But since it's flavored to disguise all the bad tastes of the tea, it's kind of good. Because it has this, is it blueberry or blackberry? I think it's blackberry. Blackberry jasmine flavor. They had to double flavor it. And I'm not sure. I am not entirely sure, but I can't remember what it was, but the last time I was there, I suspected that this might be a tea that is available from the big industrial coffee and tea supplier here in town. What's it called? LaRue Coffee? Yeah, one of these giant, coffee service companies. And they also have tea, and I think this blackberry jasmine tea is one of those products. Basically the equivalent of Pegler Cisco, although we do not say Pegler Cisco anymore. What happened to Pegler and Pegler Cisco? Cisco, I think, is now Cisco, and come to think of it, I actually haven't seen a Cisco truck in a while. Did they change names? Did they get bought by somebody else? Oh, what is that one company that has the bizarre name and is owned by... No, I'm getting that confused with something else. It doesn't even matter. Why am I even bothering trying to think of it? I don't know. They're showing me football highlights on TV. Yay. But do I actually need to watch him? No. Yikes. Ugh. Ow. Is my back going to be weird today? Okay, Everton and Leicester, when is that? Oh, it's going to be Tuesday morning. Arsenal Fulham, Tuesday morning. Cardiff and Tottenham, Tuesday afternoon. Well, I guess that's about 11:30 my time. Chelsea on Wednesday. What games are tomorrow? Are there no games tomorrow? Can that be right? Oh, good tea. Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy tea. I love to drink tea.
Ow. What's wrong with my face? Why does my face hurt? Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. Because that just makes me think of Jennifer Hamilton. Oh, Jennifer Hamilton, whatever happened to you? Oh, that's right. She married Lee Grund. Haven't seen any of those people in a while. Jennifer Hamilton. Jennifer Hamilton was this cute girl with light brown hair, super curly, like corkscrew, light brown hair. And she had some little freckles on her nose and under her eyes. And she was really cute. She had big bluish-green eyes, and she was just quite the little treasure. And she was a friend of a guy that I hung out with in college, the working man. So one day I was hanging out with the working man, and I don't remember how it all went down, but Jennifer Hamilton shows up. They are buddies from high school. Jennifer Hamilton did not go to our school. She was enrolled at the big community college across the river, Iowa Western Community College, which is a very strange community college. It's not like any community college you are previously aware of. This is a community college with a full power FM radio station. You know, when you think of college radio stations, even the big universities, you know, the giant universities, Ohio State, Michigan State, big schools like that, yeah, they have a college radio station, but, you know, it's 10 watts. 10 watts at the most. On rarer occasions, you'll find schools that actually have, like, broadcast colleges and stuff like that. Communications degree colleges. And they might even have a 1,000-watt station. It might be AM, but who knows? Yeah, Iowa Western Community College has a 100,000-watt... That's full power. That's the maximum allowable power on the FM band. That's a stronger radio station than the majority of radio stations in our market. Good tea. And yeah, it is actually a big player in our radio market here in the metropolitan area. Only because some years ago they switched to a cool format. When I was a kid, it was just a classical music station that nobody paid any attention to. And then they made some big changes. This has been a couple of decades now. But they decided, no, why don't we make this a cool, quote, college, end quote, radio station. And that will attract more kids to our radio program and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it worked. That strategy did, in fact, work. And we also have this other giant radio station, which is sort of... I used to think it was kind of the best radio station, and it pretty much is if you want to hear anything new, anything alternative, blah, blah, blah. But I digress. Jennifer Hamilton attended Iowa Western Community College, not in the radio broadcasting department, but in the, I don't know what it's called, the interpretation department. The Hard of Hearing American Sign Language Interpretation Department, because this girl, Jennifer, she wanted to be an interpreter for the deaf. And I'm presuming that's what she does now. I don't know. So anyway, I met Jennifer Hamilton, and I don't want to say it was love at first sight or anything like that, but it was, you know, oh, how cute at first sight. Yow. And I was very into this cute little girl. But, yeah, we sort of tried dating, but it sort of just kind of didn't work out. Because, oh, it's just... never had time to deal with her. She still lived at home. She was kind of weird. Not necessarily in a bad way. But when I say weird, I mean, I don't know, naive or not the kind of person that needs to be connected up with Tobe. And so, unfortunately, our relationship didn't go anywhere. But shortly after that, she started dating a guy who I didn't personally know, but I was familiar with his grandfather's company. There's a company over in Council Bluffs, Iowa. I'm trying to think, what is the name of it? Grundorf Manufacturing? I think that's what it is. And if you're wondering, Grundorf, if you're a musician, you're thinking, Grundorf, where have I heard that? Why do I know that name? Grundorf. Well, you know that name because Grundorf makes the best road cases in the entire music industry. And I know what you're thinking, oh no, Justin Cases are much better. No, Justin Cases is just a Johnny come lately that is not any different than any of the other crappy ones in Grundorf rules. So yeah, Grundorf also makes other stuff. They make speaker cabinets and things like this. Anything related to the music industry that requires a wood shop, that's kind of what Grundorf does. But, or they might most well be, am I speaking English? They might be best known for their cases. So if you've got racks that you need to have cased up for shipping, you want a Grundorf. If you need a case for your, you know, $50,000 soundboard, yeah, you need to have a Grundorf. I do own some Grundorf cases. Yeah, because I am awesome. And at one point in time, I was able to get a discount on them. And I've always been a huge fan, a big, big fan of Grundorf cases. And I've always recommended them to other people. Years later, when I had my copier repairman job, they were a client of ours, and so I actually got to go over there and go to the factory sometimes. It was cool. I was always really happy to be there. I'm like, yeah, Grundorf! Well, Grundorf was run by the Grund family, whose name was originally Grundorf, or Grundorf. But it's one of those things where, you know, somewhere along the line between, you know, Ellis Island and Council Bluffs, Iowa, their name got changed to Grund. Not Grund. Grund. But they named their company Grundorf because, let's face it, that's a cool name. And that's not a word you get to say a lot in your lifetime. Grundorf. And so Jennifer Hamilton eventually met Lee Grund, which was the heir to that company. And I eventually got to meet the guy, and I told him I'm a huge fan. He himself was an interesting character. I kind of wanted to hang out with him some more, but he was, you know, it wasn't one of those deals where I was jealous or mad that this guy got my woman. You know, I just realized that me and this chick, Hamster, as I used to call her, Jennifer Hamilton, we were not going to work out. And we all stayed friends and still partied together and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I wonder. I wonder if I can still get discounts from Grundorf Manufacturing. Lee, do you remember me? I used to date your girlfriend before you married her. Give me a discount. I need a case. Ugh. Oh, brother. Oh, now, why did I even start talking about Jennifer Hamilton? Haven't thought about her in a long time. Oh, I guess it's just because I was talking about Iowa Western. Yeah, so she was in the interpretation school. Now, here's the... You might think that's kind of odd, but it's not. You got to understand that the Iowa School for the Deaf is also in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And it's probably not 5 miles away from the college. And so there was lots of opportunities for people learning American Sign Language to work and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And it was funny because when I was with Hamilton, and I always called her Hamilton or Hamster, just because I knew so many Jennifers, in order for me to keep them separate in my mind, I had to make up new names for them. And here's the funny part. She had a bunch of friends that were also in her department. They all knew American Sign Language. And she had friends that were like interning at the school for the deaf. And whenever I was hanging out with Hamster, you know, we would go over to Iowa because this community college actually had dorms. This is a very different community college than what you might be accustomed to. And the weird thing is I would hang out with Hamster and her friends. And it was kind of bizarre because this would happen. This would happen when we were hanging out or when we were driving around in a car. These girls, whenever they felt like talking about me, they didn't have to wait to do it behind my back because they could do it just in front of me in sign language. And they would. The first time it happened, I remember we went to pick up a couple of her friends and we were driving back over the river on the interstate. I was sitting in the passenger seat. Hamilton was driving, and her two friends were sitting in the back. And at one point in time, the conversation kind of goes quiet. I'm not paying any attention. I'm just looking out the window. And Hamilton starts laughing. And then they're laughing in the back. And then blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what's going on? Well, the two girls who I just met, are the new girls, are in the back seat talking about me in sign language. Hamilton can see what they're saying because she's looking in the rearview mirror. And so now they're having this three-way conversation about me. I don't know how much longer I can talk. Got 6 minutes to go. And my cat is in the laundry room. What are you doing up there? I can see you, you know. Don't knock any of that stuff off, please. So, you know, when I was in the car, why are you laughing? What is going on? And then I realized, oh, yeah. So I thought, okay, well, a good way to stop them will be to just turn around and stare at them. You know? No, it doesn't matter if I'm looking or not. I'm like, okay. I am at a disadvantage. And I thought that was kind of funny in a way. So then, you know, we'd be at a party. And this was the other thing. There would be... I would go to these parties with Hamilton. And, you know, we'd be in somebody's suite or apartment or whatever. And suddenly the party would sort of start going quiet. And suddenly it would be silent. And everybody's talking in sign language, which I thought was funny as hell. Although slightly annoyed that I knew that they were probably talking about me. But it was cool. These were some of the quietest parties I'd ever been to. And it would be, you know, these students, and it would be students from the School of the Deaf. So there would be some hearing people, there would be non-hearing people. Pulling tubes for the sake of, you know, party time. That was always sort of fun in a weird way. You know, it's these sort of silent parties where there isn't any music blasting. And the only time you actually ever hear anything is when somebody laughs. So, you know, you'll just be hanging out and maybe a couple of hearing people will be having a conversation over in the kitchen. And then you'll just hear a bunch of people laugh in the other room. But it was quiet in the other room, right? So, you know, imagine you're sitting in a room with a dozen people and you are just having a conversation with somebody else. And then everybody else starts laughing for no apparent reason. It was very interesting. It was fun. Oh, the other thing about Hamilton is, how did she get that car? Did she get it for graduating? No, because it was newer than that. At some point in time, I forget why or what for, but Hamilton's parents bought her a car. And I don't remember what it was. It was a little... What was it? She said she didn't care what kind of car she drove as long as it was cute. See, I want a cute car. So her parents bought her a cute car. It was a small four-door sedan. And it was red. It was bright red. What kind of car was that? What would have that been? I don't remember. Oh my God, she loved that car. She loved her car so much that she would wash it every day, sometimes twice a day. I'd be with her and we'd be doing something late at night and she'd just stop and pull over and go into a car wash and say, oh wait, I just want to wash the car real quick. And then she would spend 20 minutes washing the car. And then we'd continue on going to wherever we went. There were days when she would wash her car multiple times. Which I found to be endearingly cute. That was just one of the weird things that I sort of liked about her. It's this obsession with washing her car. Where did she get that car? She might have gotten it for a birthday present or something. But this was, you know, when she would have been around... How old were we? Around 20 or 21 years old. I don't remember. I think we must have been... I was older than 21, but she didn't drink. She was actually allergic to alcohol. But anyway. Yeah, the car. Always washing her car. I thought that was hilarious. So funny. She loved that car so much. Her cute car. And every time she would see it, she would just go, yay! Like if we were, you know, in the... restaurant or something, we'd come back out to leave and get in the car, and she'd be like, yay, my car! So cute. Well, anyway, I'm done. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, you